Basically, Relay is one of the most unique events you'll ever be around because it isn't a relay where we're passing a baton around. It is people walking around the track for 24 hours. There will usually be somebody from each team. Last year, we had a record 36 teams, and there's usually not necessarily someone from each team, but there was some people walking around that track for the entire 24 hours to kind of be symbolically representing living the life of somebody who's going through cancer. It never sleeps, and we don't get much sleep that day either. So, but on top of that, there's so many ceremonies and so many activities and events going on that it's a bunch of fun with a bunch of serious meanings.
And that's the key here, because we are talking about a very serious topic, but it is really something that endears itself to the people because, I mean, there's constant activity. I mean, there's people pull their campers in, they've got their grills going, they've got the music going, it is a celebration, quite honestly.
It's a celebration of life. That is absolutely correct, Mark, because that's why we're here, because, you know, every year there's more people surviving of cancer, which is great. I mean, this is 5 years in a row cancer deaths have declined as they increase for 70 years straight. Now, 5 years in a row, they've declined. And a lot of it is through the awareness, through the research, through a lot of things that we do through Relay. But, you know, just having that going on just as inspiration. So when you see our survivors come out and they take the floor for their walk, it really lets you know what we're here doing.
You know, it's interesting that it has a serious message. It has a serious portion, especially with what's known as the Luminaria portion of it as a remembrance. But it's really evolved into not so much a remember who you've lost, but celebrate who is a survivor.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. It is a relay for life because there's lots of life to live, and there's a lot of survivors there that let you know that we're living through this now. It's not the death sentence it was anymore. And the more and more people we get to come out to this event, it just really kind of shows how big it's getting and what we're doing.
Now, the event is when again?
It is going to be on June 18th and 19th, which is a Friday, Saturday. Kicks off at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday and closes at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Carl Fulcher with us from the American Cancer Society, and a lot on the horizon with the Relay for Life and fundraisers for it, including one that I know that we've been doing for a few years that you wanted folks to know about and what's happening.
Oh, the Blues for Life. Indeed. As you know, Walton, thank you guys for offering your time and playing. But two great blues bands, of course, Flatbroke and Fast Eddie are both going to be there. Lagniappe puts on an amazing spread. And for $25, you get to enjoy both bands, eat till you can't eat anymore, and enjoy just a wonderful evening that starts at 5 o'clock at the Lagniappe on the 8th of May, Saturday.
And you mentioned something here, too, off microphone that's key to this. It starts at 5, so it's not an all-night event.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
It gets done at a reasonable time, so you can either get home at a reasonable time, or you can get out at about later, at a reasonable time.
Exactly.
You can do what you want after that.
It really fits into people's schedules well. They don't have to wait for 10 o'clock before the band takes the floor or anything like that. It's really a great event because it hits the core hours of time for everybody. You know, I mean, the late night owls, if they want to steal a hoot and holler, they can carry on at the end of the night. And the people that want to go out and hear some good music and have some good food and for a good cause, the time's perfect.
Yeah, and Don at the staff of the Lagniappe, I mean, that you talk about a group that's not afraid to feed you.
No, does he go all out or what?
Yes, and also another side of this is something that I actually really enjoyed last year was the silent auction that goes on every year because I picked up some fantastic items that are all displayed in my office right now. But, I mean, it's terrific, some of the items that come in.
It's amazing the work that Lori puts on to do this. I have the easy job. I get to go there and collect money. I mean, it's about as great as job as anybody could want.
It's a rough life, but someone's got to live it.
It's interesting. This is the fourth annual Blues for Life that's coming up. It's at the Lagniappe on May 8th. And Carl, you mentioned that it actually got some recognition, which is kind of funny that it was called this a feeder event because of the food at it. But
yeah,
it got some recognition in the region.
It did. In amongst our region, we're called Region 2. And that's we have an area of basically from Kalamazoo that strips all the way up to northern lower Michigan, parts of Indiana, and the UP. And they listed what they're trying to get teams to do. We work with a lot of relay teams, and, you know, of course, a lot of them, they raise money online. They raise money by selling the luminaries. They ask for donations. But we're trying to get people to do events, which we call feeder events. And we had to submit our top feeder events in our area. So, of course, this is our top feeder event. So I submitted what we do up here in the UP, and we get our weekly newsletter that comes in called Sound Bites, and I open up and they said Region 2 top feeder events, and who was right at the top of the line? Blues for Life.